Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 23rd, 2018. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced the rollout of new political ad policies in Europe to increase transparency and to comply with a code of conduct agreed upon in September. Starting in January, Google will require advertisers to apply and be verified before being allowed to pay for political ads. Ads will also carry disclaimers disclosing specifically who paid for the content. Google will also publish a transparency report with information on ad spend and targeting, as well as a searchable ad library. The Wall Street Journal reports that American officials are briefing allied governments and foreign telecom executives to avoid using telecommunications equipment from Huawei. Governments briefed include Germany, Italy, and Japan, among others, as these governments are considering making long-term capital investments in 5G. The U.S. government is reportedly considering subsidizing the purchase of telecom equipment from non-Chinese providers to key allies. A new study by the University of California, Santa Cruz, found that over the last two decades, 90% of workers in San Mateo and Santa Clara counties, aka roughly Silicon Valley, have seen real wages decrease, with median wages decreasing by 14%. The study found that if labor share of production had been the same in 2016 as it had been in 2001, workers would have received an additional $8,480. This fall in wages comes amid skyrocketing housing prices in the region. A September housing study by Zillow found that the average Santa Clara County homeowner spent 54% of income on their mortgage, compared to the national average of 17%. Disney's annual earnings report revealed that the company's ESPN channel lost 2 million subscribers, while Disney Channel, Disney Junior, and Disney XD all lost 3 million subscribers. Since these channels are commonly included in cable packages, they are often seen as bellwethers for cord cutting. Disney's ESPN Plus streaming service seemingly made up for some of these losses, gathering 1 million subscribers since launching in April. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is set to offer subsidies to Japanese phone carriers to help discount the price of the iPhone XR after slower than anticipated initial sales. The report also stated Apple has resumed production of the iPhone X in order to meet a minimum production requirement from their OLED supplier, Samsung. Apple officially stopped selling the iPhone X with the introduction of the XS in September, but has previously reintroduced discontinued models to select regional markets. Officials in New York and Virginia have both confirmed that half the jobs brought by the new Amazon headquarters will be tech jobs. The remaining jobs will be in administration, custodial, HR, and other support positions. Amazon previously stated the average salary for the positions at their Long Island City HQ would be $150,000. And finally, Japanese carrier NTT Docomo announced that it has achieved 5G speeds of 27 gigabits per second in outdoor trials, the first test to surpass 20 gigabits per second using a single terminal. The test used base station antennas mounted on an outdoor wall to direct beams at antennas installed on vehicle rooftops. This allowed for several data streams to be delivered in parallel, making it ideal for public transit. The trial was part of Japan's Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications on 5G MIMO technology. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. So from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.